E.B. Garamond, History, Best Uses, and Other Great Alternatives. Dear amigos, E.B. Garamond is currently the most popular digital reinterpretation of Claude Garamond's typographic work from the 16th century. While standing as one of the most used typefaces today, there's a long history of Garamond revivals. What versions of this typeface are out there? How can we recognize them? What were the characteristics of Garamond's original work? Let's deep dive into one of the most popular fonts in the world. The beginnings of the Garamond we know today. On the topic of historical fonts, Garamond can be called one of the greatest of all time. Born in Paris in 1510, Claude Garamond was a skilled type designer with great influence in 16th century France. However, let down by the profits he made in comparison with the publishers, he wanted to take over the entire printing process by becoming a punch cutter, meaning he engraved individual letters into steel for typesetting printing. He's registered as one of the first people offering his punch cutting services independently instead of being tied to a specific printer. That's why his work is considered a starting point for commercial printing. Although we relate Garamond to a single family, each reinterpretation condenses the characteristics of many fonts created by Claude. His work was influenced by the cuts of Francesco Grifo for Aldus Manutius. Back then, the objective behind punch cutting was to transition from calligraphy to typography, taking the most refined forms of handwriting and standardizing them into glyphs that could be used in mass printing. That's how the serif style was born. How was Garamond distributed? By seeing how prevalent Garamond's work still is in culture, it's surprising that his creations were distributed after his death in 1561. His widow was in charge of selling his punches, ending up in various places across France and crossing over to Holland, Italy, and Germany. Through this dispersion, the quality of his typefaces was quickly recognized, and they became a blueprint for the creation of many typographic works for hundreds of years. Because Garamond became so popular, many type designers worked to capture its style in complete font families. This resulted in numerous reinterpretations, each offering an unique tribute to Claude Garamond's craftsmanship. Even 500 years later, many of these versions are available digitally, ensuring Garamond remains culturally significant and a competitive choice in today's graphic design landscape. What sets Garamond apart? Claude Garamond meticulously crafted his letter forms to achieve visual equilibrium. The relative sizes of his uppercase and lowercase letters work together harmoniously, creating a sense of refined balance. Garamond's designs exhibit a subtle yet sophisticated contrast between the thick and thin strokes within each letter. This delicate variation, a hallmark of Renaissance typography, adds a sense of refinement and visual interest without being overly pronounced. The lowercase e in Garamond's typefaces features a small, often slightly angled I. This detail adds a touch of character and helps differentiate Garamond from other typefaces. The lowercase a is characterized by a unique curve in its bowl. The subtle curve adds a touch of calligraphic flair and enhances the overall aesthetic appeal of the letter form. The capital Q and R in Garamond's designs feature an extended and often slightly curved leg. This characteristic detail adds a touch of elegance and visual interest, making these letters stand out while maintaining overall harmony within the text. The carefully designed letter forms combined with the balanced proportions and the subtle stroke contrast contribute to the exceptional readability of Garamond's typefaces. This makes them particularly well suited for studying large blocks of text, such as those found in books and other lengthy publications. You probably already had the pleasure of losing yourself inside a book printed in Garamond. One popular example that comes to mind is the Harry Potter series. Download E.B. Garamond, the open source revival of a classic typeface. Designed by George Duffner and Octavio Pardo, E.B. Garamond is based on the Berner specimen, a 1592 print sample created by Conrad Berner, one of the original buyers of Garamond's punches after his death. Conrad took over the Eginolf print office from his father-in-law, Christian Eginolf. This source material is where the font gets its name, E.B. being Eginolf Berner. EB Garamond is released under the SIL Open Fund license. It is completely free for both commercial and personal use, and you can actually get it in our free fund hub. So make sure to check out the article and get the link to download the fund and start using it today. One use of EB Garamond that we want to highlight is the Fiction Brand Identity by Rise Studios. Here, the typeface works in contrast with the very clean sans serif logo. It really puts adaptability to work because it fits perfectly to big bodies of text and also in expressive titles. So make sure to check it out as well in the article. What other Garamond revivals are out there? Actually, we have a lot of Garamond revivals because it's such a classic font. Besides EB Garamond, we also have Cormorant, MT Garamond, Garamond Premier, IDC Garamond, Apple Garamond, Sabon, and Adobe Garamond, and we're going to talk about each one of them. So Cormorant is distributed by Google Fonts. It is designed by Christian Tallman, and it was released in 2011 as an open source project. It offers a unique take on the Garamond legacy. Unlike other revivals that base their forms on historical prints, Cormorant draws inspiration from the theoretical elegance of Claude Garamond's original punches, aiming for a more idealized interpretation. Cormorant is also available in our free font hub, so make sure to get it from there. Antique Garamond by Font House. Monotype's Garamond design might be one of the first versions you'll encounter in your day-to-day, since it comes with Microsoft Office. It was originally created in 1922 by Frederick Gowdy, being a replica of Jean Genon's typographic work. Genon's work is often confused with Garamond's original typefaces, but the former's work can be identified for its calligraphic nature. You can purchase Antique Garamond through Font House. Garamond Premier Pro from Adobe Fonts. Garamond Premier Pro, designed by Robert Slimbatch and released by Adobe in 2005, represents a sophisticated and comprehensive interpretation of Claude Garamond's work. Unlike many revivals that focus on a single historical source, Slimbatch's design draws inspiration from a wide range of Renaissance printing, aiming to capture the spirit of Garamond's era rather than a strict replication. This font is included in the Adobe Font subscription. IDC Garamond by the International Typeface Corporation. IDC Garamond was designed by Tony Stan and Alexander Tarbeev in 1975. Unlike revivals focused on historical accuracy, this version released by the International Typeface Corporation, or IDC, is a contemporary adaptation. It emphasizes larger X highs and shorter ascenders and descenders, giving the font a condensed look. This design choice makes it particularly well suited for display purposes and headlines. You can buy this font at MyFonts. Apple Garamond. Unfortunately, this font is not available under any licensing, but since it was culturally relevant, we're including it anyways. Apple Garamond was a condensed variation of the IDC Garamond font. It was developed by the Bitstream Type Foundry, condensing the original font to an 80%. It was set as a corporate font for Apple from 1984, famously appearing in the logo of the first Macintosh, as well as in many Apple advertisements from the 80s, being paired with Gaudi Heavy, Gaudi Outstyle, and Belwi. Sabon. Sabon was designed by John Chiholt in the late 60s, a joint release by three type foundries, Linotype, Monotype, and Stemple. It was created with practicality in mind, since it needed to fit the different equipments of all three type foundries. That's why the italic and bold styles take the same space as the Roman style. You can purchase Sabon through MyFonts. Adobe Garamond by Adobe Fonts. Adobe Garamond, designed by Robert Slimbatch, stands out as a careful digital interpretation of Claude Garamond's Roman and Robert Grandjean's italic typefaces. Differing from other revivals that rely on later interpretations, Adobe Garamond is fixed on original sources from the 16th century, aiming for a more historically accurate representation. It's distributed by Adobe Fonts. Well, this is all for our EB Garamond article. If you're really interested in typography, you can check out some of our other articles like open source fonts, licensing and use, what you need to know. Yours truly, a typo fatty.